The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We're only masculine. We're only meant to be strong and provide. And then when we become older, when we can't do those two things, we wonder why we struggle with depression and suicidal ideations, because our entire life, our existence, has been based on what we can do instead of who we truly are as men.
Jason Wilson helps men escape the emotional incarceration of worldly masculinity and become the man the moment demands. Next on Life Today.
Well, I'm excited you've joined us. I'm James Robinson. This is Life Today. I'm excited about Jason Wilson. He was with us here some time ago, and this is a book that's just come out. I mean, just now. The Man the Moment Demands. Boy, oh boy. Jason, I want you to know I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
And I remember the last time you were here, I was really moved by what you were doing. I was just moved by God. And I really bet that's the way he's moving you. And I know that's what you want with all your heart. And when you left, I sent you a gift.
Yes, you did.
A pretty nice gift.
I, too, was moved by our conversation. And I walk into the hallway, and Bruce meets me and says, hey, you can't fake what just happened there. He says, and I'm going to bless your ministry. I'm going to give you $25,000. And in that moment, I broke down. And he said, oh, is everything okay? I'm like, well, yes, you have no idea the timing of your gift. We had just finished our building, the renovations for the building, to serve now over 800 boys on our waiting list. And as we were getting ready to open, the boiler goes out. And so I tell Bruce what was going on. He says, well, how much is the boilers? I said, well, there's 60. They were 30 apiece. And he says, well, let me give you 30. And I was at a loss of words. And so I'm flying home. I get off the plane. He texts me. He says, hey, do you have a moment to talk? I said, of course, man. You know, after you just, what you did, of course, I'm so thankful. And he says he had been praying, and you guys had been praying. And Holy Spirit said, how are we helping a man giving him half? And you guys sent the entire amount to take care of that. And so I'm getting emotional. I truly am thankful because of the lives that we changed there in that building. It's truly substantial and needed work, spiritual work. We help so many boys who struggle emotionally, especially even academically, with ADHD symptoms. And we literally see the Holy Spirit move where kids are. Their lives are transformed. So we just want to thank you at the Union.
Well, we're thanking you. Because we're able to do things that God puts on our heart as a ministry family, which that family includes you. And really and truly, you, the viewers of Life Today, you are the main source of the resources that enable us to pour God's love out in demonstration, not just declaration. We're able to demonstrate it. We're able to save lives, give them water, a water well that changes everything in the whole village. And feed and save millions of lives where they're starving. The man, the moment demands, what do you want every reader to hear from God that you know he wants them to hear, that you share in this book?
That is the blueprint to what I call comprehensive manhood. Because the subtitle was Master the 10 Characteristics of a Comprehensive Man. And unfortunately, many of us as men, we stay safe in maybe two of them, the fighter and provider. But as we were talking earlier, so many of our marriages are missing the other eight that are needed for not only men to become whole and our wives, but also our families, and then the mission that Christ has for us all. And so my goal with this book is to help men become the man each moment demands instead of being the wrong man in the moment. And because of these missed moments and regrets, many men are now suffering in silence, look at it even as a code of honor. And as a result of that, You look at our communities, look at our churches especially, you know, a lot of men can't cast their cares and their burdens because they feel that we're only masculine. We're only meant to be strong and provide. And then when we become older, when we can't do those two things, we wonder why we struggle with depression and suicidal ideations, because our entire life, our existence, has been based on what we can do instead of who we truly are as men.
When men have been the missing value in most families, how in the world do you get them to engage with you or with what you're teaching?
First, I let them know that they're human and I understand. A lot of us as men feel that we're alone, and that's a lie of the enemy. We may feel lonely, but we're not alone. Anytime I get a group of men together and we close the door and talk about the heaviness that we deal with as men in society, men open up. And men are walking around now with broken boys inside who desire to heal. They're tired of being hoodwinked into the world's definition of manhood. When the ultimate comprehensive man was Christ, he navigated through all of the characteristics. He was a fighter when he made a whip of cords to chase the money changers out the temple. He was a provider when he miraculously fed 5,000 hungry people with 2 fish and 5 loaves. He was a leader when he transformed humble fishermen into fishers of men. He was the lover when he sacrificed his life for our sins. And many other examples. He was the nurturer when those who were sick and who were in pain, who were demon-possessed, he took them in and cast out the demons, healed them, and gave them new life. He was the gentleman when he would sit with women in a culture when the Hebrew couldn't sit with women the way he did, with no ulterior motives. He was the friend when he laid his life down for his disciples. And as we know, we can go through the last three. He is the husband to us, his bride, the church. He is the Father incarnate. And although he was the son who submitted to his parents, he had all authority in his hand to do what he needed to do. And so here we are as men. We desire to do all things through him. But because we're only allow ourselves to be masculine, he can only probably do 2 or 3. And so I know men because I was one of them who desired to be more than just a doer. I wanted to be the hands and feet of Christ, and by that, I had to become the other characteristics. And James, my epiphany, or the moment God used to shape me, was my mother developed dementia, and I had to be more than a protector and provider. I had mastered those two. Those were easy. You know, bill collectors call, the doctor wasn't, you know, paying attention to her, just wanted to prescribe psych meds to get her out the office. I was there, the lion would rise up. But my mother, to get the care and love she needed the lamb. She needed to see the other attributes of Christ that are in all of us when we accept him as our Savior. So I would file her nails, I would comb her hair, I would wash her face, the things that were tender that shaped me. And I finally understood what love and sacrifice was. So I thought sacrifice was just doing something that needed to be done. That's not it. Sacrifice is doing what needs to be done that you don't want to do. It's the same way when Christ struggled in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, oh, Abba, please take this cup, because he didn't want to do that. But when it was silent, he says, let your will be done. And that's what it means to be comprehensive, to be anything and everything you have to be at any given moment. Women understand this. It's time for men to take hold of what Christ truly gave us.
You know, one of the things that got our attention the first time you were here, you showed a little clip. You had a little boy when you were doing, you know, feats of strength and defense and all of that. But the little boy wasn't able to fulfill the martial arts and the feats of strength, and it tore him up. And that was a moment, wasn't it?
That was a moment that changed everything, not only for that little boy in the video, but our ministry, the Cave of Adullam. Because until then, that moment, coaching was one way. It was, we're driving, we're pushing, no emotions, don't cry, you're weak. Big boys don't cry, push through. But in that moment, I'm thankful that I was able to be the man that that boy needed in that moment.
Let's look at
and
that.
And welcome the tears.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Zeus!
Ah!
Zeus!
Ah!
Zeus!
Ah!
Zeus!
Ah!
pulling, punch all the way through. When you feel the pain, go all the way through. That could be a barrier in life or anything. Punch hard. You gotta punch it hard enough. Punch through it. You feel pain?
Yes, sir.
Shake that off. Let's go. That's what this is about. Good. Let's get to that. Why are you crying? That's what this is about, son. It's okay to cry. We cry as men. Why are you crying though, son? Come on. Tell me, why are you crying? It's part of the test for a reason, but why are you crying? What is that? Because what?
Because it is hard to put a with my left hand.
Okay, good. But you did it, though. You punched him with your left hand. You know in life there's going to be things harder for you to do than other things? And you know those things that may appear to be hard to do, you're going to have to do as a man, regardless. And it's going to take tears. It's going to take the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, and your sweat to break through it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So I don't mind you crying. I cry a lot, too. You know what I'm saying? All right? So I want you just to, you're pulling your blow. I don't know if you're facing fear or you're feeling that you may not make it. And we all face that from time to time. And when we fake, as soon as we hit resistance, we don't want to stop, right? Because it's hurting. We feel that pain. We're like, I'm not going through this no more, right?
Exactly.
We have to go all the way through as men. Because it's going to be very painful. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Being a black man in this country, you're going to need mental fortitude. You're going to have to be strong here more so than here. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You can do it. You just got to put your mind to it. And it's good to cry so you can work through that emotion. So when it arrives again, you can push it to the side and do what you gotta do. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Let's see what you got. But you need to dig hard. Tell me as hard as you can.
How did that affect it? Because you got to watch it.
Hmm. Brought back a lot of memories. I started thinking on the men who are not crying the right way or the way God intended. Crying through divorce, crying through allowing their trauma to time travel and ruin their present blessings, crying through porn addiction. And there's a way out of that life. And I often tell men, you're not tired of living, you're tired of not living. And it's going to take a fight, just like Bruce having to break through that emotional barrier, which many didn't know that he had broke that board several times before. That's why I said, let's get to that. And that's what that is what men fear, is dealing, going introspectively and dealing with the childhood trauma, like you and I not having a father around. How did that shape us? And then more importantly, how God used us to be the father to many fatherless. And as men, you know, we tend to live from what we lacked instead of what we longed for. And as a result of that, it's hard for us to meet the moment. And a lot of times we're living from the broken boy who didn't get the affirmation, the love. And so whenever you hear it from the world, you give it the best of your job, you know, youth ministry, church, if you're a pastor. Then when you come home, your children are starving for this affection. You have nothing left because we tend to live, again, from that affirmation that's outside of the four walls where it matters the most. And I've personally failed in that area. But when I've learned that, you know, I stopped giving the world the grace that my family deserves. And so what I mean by that, a lot of times as men, we're mistreated in the world. We give them great patience, great understanding, great calmness. But as soon as our wife may have something that's troubling her or our kids may be struggling in school, we lose it at home. That's not how it's supposed to be. And a lot of us struggle with passive aggressiveness because, again, of living behind the facade. But there is no freedom in the facade, gentlemen. There is no freedom in the Superman cape that's strangling us out. The freedom is in Christ. The freedom is becoming all that he needs us to be so that we can meet every moment.
If you read this book as a man that has known needs or desires that he'd like to see met appropriately. How do you believe it'll start that journey?
The first chapter is the initiation. It's, let's look at who you really are. Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? What are you fearing? What are you hiding from? What is this mask of masculinity only keeping you and smothering you from in life? So once we unpack that, then we travel down to the next chapter, which is how do we meet what the demands of the moment? How do we become that? And we have to first allow the Holy Spirit to take us on an introspective journey through our past so that we can stop blowing the moments in the present. And then from there, I take them through each characteristic patiently, slowly, using myself as an example. I also include many of my own mental and spiritual training so that men can be able to process their emotions in real time, become verbal processors where I don't have to yell at my wife and say, why don't you submit to my leadership? Instead, I can say, hey, babe, I just want to let you know it hurts me when you don't trust me in our home. It brings up so many other emotions of when my father never trusted me or when my mother had abandoned me many times when I needed her love. And I just want to let you know how that made me feel. As soon as we do that, our wives go from here to here. And now we're connecting at the heart level. And this is the skill that I offer men that I've learned through caring for my mother. And it has truly not only made me a better husband and father, but a better servant. Now, when Christ says go, I can do whatever he needs me to do. If he needs me to cry over a daughter who's struggling with feeling wanted and desired, for me to shed the truth on a lie that you think that he's not happy with you, but he's protecting you. And anything that he's protecting is of great value. And so every man I know desires to be the man the moment demands. They desire to not have the regrets, not miss those moments. And this is an opportunity for them to engage and truly be the hands and feet of Christ.
I hope that you not only are hearing, but you will get and read. You can go online and get it. If they wanted to go to your ministry and get it, where would they go?
They can go to my website, MrJasonWilson.com, or if you're interested in the work that we do with young boys, and it's called SavingBoys.com.
Wow, Saving Boys. Mm-hmm. Father, please raise up people that'll help them do just that there in Detroit and spread all over the world. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, life today is here to offer life and encouragement in every possible way spiritually to you, your family, those you love, your neighbors. And then we reach beyond ourselves and beyond the life that we have received to release it through a channel, a vessel that was shaped by God, through whom, through which he wants to flow his life, his love, his light. You are that vessel. We're asking you to help do that right now. And what our viewers tell us, and they love everything we do for the least of these and the overlooked, the downtrodden, the forgotten, the desperate, the dying, the hungry, the thirsty. They love it. But they say there's nothing that thrills us anymore than giving people water for life. He's the water of life, but you've got to have water for life. And in so many parts of the world, they have only disease-ridden, deadly water. But we give them life. And we're right now, with your help, going to drill another 350 wells. Over 8,000, way over 8,000 now drilled. And it changes everything in a village. Would you right now go and get your bank card or get a check? Would you dial the number or go online and make the gift God puts on your heart? I want you to watch this and listen. Above all, I want you to listen to God. Then I want you to share his love. It changes everything. Watch prayerfully.
What do you see in this scene captured in a remote area of Africa? There is the obvious, children collecting and drinking water that does not look clean. Why would they drink that water if they can see it's not clean? If you were to ask them, they would tell you they have no other choice. This is the only water source they have access to. They're temporarily winning the battle against thirst, dehydration, and ultimately death. But it's an unending struggle that comes with a price. Unfortunately, as they take this unsafe water home, it oftentimes causes sickness and, in more severe cases, even death from the effects of a waterborne illness. This cycle of misery caused by unclean water does not have to follow these children into adulthood. We can break that cycle by providing them and their families with a water well in their village.
So while we were here in a village evaluating the severe drought that's come to Ganda, Angola, we found one of the water wells that we drilled more than 10 years ago. And I want you to see just how pure the water is. I put this in the sunlight yesterday and could not tell the difference. I've told you many times before that I am completely comfortable drinking the water that we provide through our water wells, and it's true. Nothing like life. We need your help to bring water for life to a village like this so that we can assure that their children will not suffer from waterborne illness anymore.
You know, so many times the mothers and the ones old enough to carry water, they'll walk 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers to get water, sometimes daily, but many times a week. And what they're bringing back is water they have to have just to live another day. But they're also bringing back germs and disease. And they watch their loved ones and their children too often die a very horrible, terribly painful disease. And it breaks their heart. So many have lost at least one child. Many have lost as many as 3 or 4. But when you give them a well, you've just given them new life. You've given them hope. You've given them joy. You've given them opportunity. And we always tell them, through the voices of the missionaries who've planted their lives in the midst of suffering and pain, to reveal life, to share life. And in the form of water, it is so transforming. Do you realize that we win virtually everyone that is touched by the people in that village or in that area? We win them to Christ. And I mean, they have a conversion experience. Because love is transforming. You know, when we talk about giving away the beautiful bronze, this is the Lion of Judah and the cross. The Lion of Judah was my favorite bronze we ever gave away, because the power of the Lion of Judah is the cross. And I think this is beautiful. We want to ask you, could you help us drill a well? Could you possibly drill a well? It's $4,800. Could you do that? Do you know many people say they live every year to have that joy, and they make that a goal. But then there are many people who say, James, I can't do that, but I give $1,200 and pray 3 join me. And so often they do. Or I give $2,400, pray another joins me. Well, we are sending the Lion of Judah, the beautiful bronze, to everyone who will give at least $1,200 toward a water well. Could you do that? But do you know where most of the support comes? $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Did you hear what I said? $48. It's hard to go out and eat with a small family at a very inexpensive restaurant for that price. Can't hardly do it. Would you give that? $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. There's a level at which you can reach out and give water to someone Jesus gave his life for. Would you go get your bank card right now and use it like a check, please? Go get it. Dial the number or go online and use that bank card like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. But please call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. Because if we're going to be able to drill the 350 wells, we got to know it's coming. You will provide the well. Please do it now. Thank you so much for sharing God's love in demonstration. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I want to thank you. If you could just see in person what happens when that water comes out of the ground. And they've never had any worth drinking. It changes everything. Thank you. I hope you will ask for the book if you make a gift. Yeah. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Appreciate
it
as always. Thank you.
You got our prayers.
Yes.
You got our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You got our confidence and our support.
So thankful I am.
Thank you. Thank you for having confidence in us. Because His love poured out through you has not failed. Thank you so much.
Something a little yes. disappointing
yes.
about everything.
Yes.
But all our disappointment will be gone in heaven. Absolutely gone.
Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.